This is the Trade Finance Distribution Initiative podcast, where we focus on the growing business community of trade finance stakeholders, making this asset class investable. I'm Andy Duckworth, and this is a new branch of our podcast, because as we head towards our Trade Finance Investor Day in October, we want to introduce you to some of the people who'll be speaking at our event. And our guest today on these shorter programs is a non-bank originator specializing in supply chain finance, as well as structured trade and commodity finance, amongst other services. Dylan Martin is the CEO of Tabridge Capital Europe. Great to have you here, Dylan.
Hey there, Andy. Great to be on your show.
First, can we just go through a little background on you? How did you get to where you are now?
Yeah, sure. So I've spent probably the last 12 years in trade finance and the underlying fintech approach that goes along with that. So I've worked in both managing large portfolios for the traditional banking side of things, as well as for the alternative financiers. And I'm very lucky in that trade finance is a close passion of mine. And I really enjoy structuring and putting working capital solutions in place for the SME market. I'm based out in Dublin and am growing the team in the trade finance space for Tabridge Europe.
Brilliant. And you're speaking at our big event, the Trade Finance Investor Day. And for those who don't have their ticket yet, it's taking place at the Grove Hotel and Country Club just outside London on the 19th and 20th of October. So Dylan, you're on our originator panel and it's titled Making Deals. So what kind of things will you be discussing on that and what will you be talking about?
Well, Andy, I think there's probably six key themes that are going to come through throughout the day. So I think this is not only in the session that we're going to be tackling, but I think overall, the big theme around how the rise of trade finance as an investable asset class, I think, is certainly going to be coming up. The second thing is really around the digitization and the way that trade finance and the delivery of trade finance is changing. And I think the various fintechs are going to be at that event as well. And I think we'll certainly showcase what they've done in terms of simplifying the delivery of the trade finance products like ourselves. The banking partnership piece is continuing and will continue as banking providers look to fintechs to partner with so that they can be more agile and introduce the cloud infrastructure, which is more resilient. And I think resilience at this point in time is really important. ESG will come up and how our industry can shape and really drive the change in our industry through differentiated pricing and really rewarding those SMEs that demonstrate sustainability and ESG in their agenda. And then collaboration, I think, is really key, and it kind of ties in the previous points as well. Not only collaboration in terms of banks and alternatives, but also the various alternatives working together to deliver and ensure that we meet that large financing gap that is obviously prevalent in our industry.
Why do you think this event and events like it are important in getting people together?
I think it's really important for people to meet face to face, where there's a slightly open agenda. People can brainstorm and discuss certain trends within our industry, and then I think just on the deal making side, looking at opportunities in a casual environment, I think also makes deals a little bit more fun, and I think definitely opens up people to exploring those various partnerships and I suppose get more partnership conversations underway.
Absolutely, and networking is going to be a huge part of the two-day conference in October as well. Okay, Dylan, let's leave it there. I don't want to give too much away before your appearance at the Trade Finance Investor Day. And remember, it's at the luxurious Grove Golf and Spa Resort, less than an hour from London. Go to tradefinancedistribution.com. There's a link at the top of the website with all the details, agenda, ticket prices, which includes accommodation, even sponsorship opportunities too. Dylan Martin from Tabridge Capital Europe, thank you for your time today, and I'll see you in October.
Thanks, Andy. Appreciate the time.